Hello and welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by Tutvid.com. We are going to learn how to create a sparkle brush here in Photoshop and use it to make these sort of sparkling trails that you see quite often these days. A lot of people are using these, and for good reason. They look pretty cool. So I'm going to open this up using Photoshop, and F brings me to this full screen mode. I'm going to right click and just hit custom color here because I have a slightly darker gray set as my background. If you'd like to set your own custom color, you can just right click out in this area, just hit set custom color, and you can set anything you like. You could set it to be bright blue if you wanted, which I do not recommend, or you could set it to be bright green, which I also do not recommend. I use a 50% gray, so I just set my hue and saturation to 0 and my brightness to 50, which is a nice dark gray. I'm going to zoom in, bring this thing up to full size. All right, so we're going to learn how to make this brush to create these kind of sparkle trails and these kind of sparkle trails, and I'll also show you just as a bonus how to make sort of this fiery looking effect using this brush. So we got this photo here that I've just kind of thrown together, this guy jumping from outer space, diving back through the atmosphere, no parachute, no thought of that. So you know right off the bat it's got to be a dream because, well, maybe it's not a dream, but this guy's jumping through the sky, and he's on his own little layer there. And I'm going to create a new layer, and the first thing we need to do is create our own brush, our own custom brush. And it's not a matter of creating a custom shape, actually. We can just take one of the default Photoshop brushes and sort of mess it up a little bit to create our sparkle brush. So let's take a look at that. Come over here to the Tools panel and select the Brush tool. Now, going to downsize it quite a bit, and I'm going to go Window, Brushes. This opens up the Brushes palette. Okay, there's a whole lot of stuff you can do with the Brushes palette, and if you have not explored this palette, I highly suggest and recommend that you just mess around in it and see what you can come up with, because there's all kinds of things you can do with brushes in Photoshop, all kinds of interesting, cool effects you can create, and it's just a lot of fun and very useful at times. So we've got the brushes panel or palette here, and depending on the size of the image or the amount of this effect you would like, you're going to probably use a different size brush. Here with this particular image, I'm going to grab the 3-pixel hard edge brush. Now if you don't have these brushes there, that's no problem. Select this little menu right here just beneath the close button and come down and just hit load brushes and load those brushes, or come down a little further and just select basic brushes. And Photoshop will ask you, should I replace the brushes with the brushes from basic brushes .abr, which is just the brush library file that Photoshop has. Hit OK, and it's going to replace them, although it doesn't look like any change was made here because I already have these brushes loaded and it's the basic brushes that I'm going to be using. So these brushes are available with Photoshop when you buy Photoshop. This is nothing you have to go out and get. These are just here. So grab the 3-pixel hard round brush. The first thing we're going to do is increase the spacing here. Let's keep going until we get a decent amount of space between each dot. Right around here, around 500 looks pretty good. You can see we've got some good spacing. Let me get a larger brush size so you can see what that looks like. I'm just increasing the spacing to around 500. So we've got a decent amount of space. With the smaller brush, it looks a little different. It looks like they're a bit tighter, but that's fine. Around 500 looks like it's a nice distance between each dot that we're going to be laying down. Because remember, this is supposed to look like sparkles, not like a solid painted line. So we're looking for a way to spread out these dots. All right, the next step we're going to do is come over here to Shape Dynamics. And we want to increase the size jitter to 100. If you have a pen tablet, I recommend that you turn pen pressure on. I have a tablet, so I'm going to turn pen pressure on. If you don't, just leave it off. Photoshop will automatically randomize and jitter the size for you. And all the size jitter is the variation. You can think of it as the size variation, not size jitter, but size variation. So it's going to be laying down everything from very tiny 3-pixel dots, so which really they technically won't be 3-pixel anymore, but much smaller, all the way up to the 3-pixel dots. So 100% size jitter is just the maximum amount of size variation between all the dots that you're laying down. So it's just going to give it a very randomized, you know, these are just sparkles flying kind of look. Minimum diameter, we're going to increase that to about 25. So that's restricting the amount of variation we allow the size jitter to make. Okay, we're saying, yeah, you can make it go really tiny, but only 25% smaller. So 25% is our minimum diameter. Angle jitter, we're just going to leave that at none. Although you could give it a little bit of angle jitter. We could throw in maybe about 20. We're going to leave control for that off, however. Roundness jitter, I'm putting up to 100, and I'm setting that to pen pressure. And the minimum roundness, again, we're going to just leave at 25. Okay, last but not least, we're going to apply some scattering to this brush. We are going to scatter this brush a little bit. Let's, well, number one, check on both axes and jack up the scattering to, let's try about 700 there. That looks pretty good. You probably can hardly see what's going on down here in this area if you're just watching along, but if you're following along, you can probably see somewhat better. Now we're going to up the count. Let's just use my up arrow key, go up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's do 6. Now, with the count at 6, you can probably see much easier what's going on. And I'm going to just push the count jitter all the way up to 100. So the amount of sparkles that are going to be coming out every time we lay down a brush stroke is going to be varying by the maximum amount possible. Again, this is just to give us a much more randomized look. And we're going to set the control for this to pen pressure. Again, only pen pressure if you have a tablet. So that's it. This is our brush. I'm going to come up here to Brush Presets, and I'm going to hit the New Brush button to save this brush as Sparkles. And there we go. We've just made the brush. Now, let me show you how to create those sparkles. Layer 5, I'm going to rename it Sparkles. And let's start painting a little trail of sparkles coming out of this guy's feet. First thing we want to do, however, is switch our foreground and background colors. We want to paint in white to make it easier to see what we're doing. So I'm going to hit this little arrow. Notice the hotkey for it is X, so I can just hit X to swap them. And I'm going to use my Wacom pen, to paint sort of this trail of sparkles coming out of his feet. All right, so I'm going to build up some sparkles around his feet, and then I'm just going to start painting out away from his feet and just sort of letting those sparkles just kind of trail off into the night. That's the advantage of having the pen, is you can relieve pressure as you move up toward outer space here, so you can really make it look like they're just kind of fading off and disappearing. If you don't, you can just do the best you can with your mouse. And if need be, you can always use a mask, come back in with a mask and edit that way, or if worse comes to worse, you can use an eraser, but use a mask if at all possible. So now that we have this sort of trail of sparkles coming out of his feet, I'm going to make a couple coming out of his hands here, just like he's falling right through the sky, and one coming off of his head as well. The one coming off his head is going to be very small, but it will be there. Now I'm going to take this sparkles layer and I'm going to duplicate it 3 times. So I'm just going to Control J. If you're on a Mac, that would be Command J. 1, 2, 3. You can see that makes it much brighter. Now we have 4 sparkles layers. I'm going to close up my info palette so we can see the layers palette. 1, 2, 3, 4 sparkles layers. I'm going to select these 3 sparkle layers. Click the top one, hold down shift, and click the bottom one. If you're using a version of Photoshop older than version CS2, just select the top one and hit Command or Control E to merge that down, and hit Command or Control E again to merge that down. So now we have 3 of those 4 sparkle layers in this bottom sparkles layer. Click the eyeball for the top sparkles layer to shut off the visibility of that layer. And I'm going to select this bottom sparkles layer and we're going to blur it. So we're going to come up here to filter. That's what I'm looking for. Blur. Gaussian blur. And we're going to give this a between a 2 and a 5 pixel blur for this size brush. Again, it's going to depend on how big your document is, how big a brush size you made it, but basically you want to really blur these pretty well. So let's try 3 here. That looks pretty good. If the effect starts to look weak after that amount of blurring, you can duplicate the blurred sparkle layer, which is exactly what I'm going to do. Command or Control J brightens that right up. Command or Control E to merge down, and that merges those 2 layers together. So we've got this kind of blurred trail of sparkles. Another way to quickly brighten this up would just be to apply another Gaussian blur to it. So just go filter, Gaussian blur. Blurs it another time, which makes it look even less visible, but no problems. Come up here to edit and just go fade. And we're going to set the mode to overlay. So that brightens that up. So there's another way to really brighten that up. And we're going to keep that just like that. That's looking pretty darn nice. Next, we want to colorize this blur layer. So I want to create a new adjustment layer. I'm going to hit the new adjustment layer icon right here. This circle, it's half black and half white. Select that and choose hue and saturation. Now, before doing anything, I'm just going to hit OK. And I want to clip this color layer to this blurred sparkles layer. So I'm going to hold down my Alt key, there will be Option if you're on the Mac, and click the boundary or the borderline of these two layers where they touch here in the Layers panel. You can see that this hue saturation layer now is clipped to the sparkles layer. Basically, clipping it just means that it is only going to affect the filled pixels of the layer below it. I'm going to double click on the hue saturation icon to open up the dialog. Check off the colorize box. And the first thing we need to do is darken this up. So let's move brightness down to about negative 40. Push saturation all the way up to 100. You can see we're starting to get some red smoke, it looks like, coming out of him. Now we're gonna slide the hue around. Let's try for like a yellowish, maybe a yellow green. That looks pretty good. Maybe we can brighten it up. No, I wanna definitely keep it dark. Just like that looks pretty good. It's almost orangey. Maybe we're gonna try to make it a little yellower. Just like that looks fine. Hit OK. So there we go. We've got this yellow dust coming out of this guy, or this yellow smoke, which, is fine. Now we want to turn this top layer back on. Now you can see that it looks like we've got some sparkles going on. We can select this sparkle layer and come up here to Layer, Layer Style, and choose Outer Glow. We're going to try giving this layer just a light white outer glow layer. You can see that really is going to give it some nice fill. We're going to reduce the opacity a little bit. Right around 65, hit OK. You can see it really looking pretty good. Now we're going to set this layer to overlay. There we go, that looks pretty good. Setting that to overlay is going to make those white sparkles sort of take on some of that yellow color from the dust layer beneath it, as well as really making those sparkles over the darker areas of the image start to disappear, to really fade off up into the atmosphere where this guy presumably is plunging through. Now, just as a final step to this, we're going to duplicate the sparkles layer. So I'm going to click and drag down to the new layer button. Notice doing that disables the clip of my hue saturation layer and allows it to edit the entire image. So I'm going to hold down the Alt key and reclip it to my sparkles layer and drag this blurred sparkle layer up here to the top where I'm going to set it to dissolve. And you can see that now it gives me all these really harsh white dots. I don't want quite that many, so I'm going to reduce the opacity here. I'm just clicking next to the opacity slider, and you can just slide the opacity down. Now, using the opacity slider on a dissolve layer does not make it more transparent, but rather it gets rid of some of those dots. Notice the higher transparency, I've got more of those dots. I want to reduce this down to like 20. That looks pretty good. And actually, I'm going to drag this back below the sparkles layer. Just like that, and I'm going to zoom in on it a little bit. You can see that all these dots are white. I want them to be yellow. So I'm going to come up here to Image, Adjustments, Hue Saturation. I'm going to choose Colorize. Reduce the brightness again, right around 50, up the saturation to 100, and just slide this hue saturation, or the hue, excuse me, slider here in the hue saturation dialog until those dots turn yellow. So I've jacked up the saturation to 100, reduced the brightness because those dots were white, and just shifted the hue to about 62. Hit OK. Let's zoom back out. You can see that that looks much better. Really looks nice and sparkly there. Okay, now that is not the only advantage. I'm going to select all these layers and hit Command or Control G just to group them. And we're going to name it Sparks. I'm going to create a new layer. I'm going to shut off that sparkle layer. And I'm going to grab the pen tool here. And this is how you create that sort of fire effect. But that's not all we're going to do with it. We're going to just use the pen tool. We're going to draw out a nice little path here. Just sort of like this. Not really anything in particular, just a path. Come over here to the Paths palette. If you don't have the Paths palette open, go Window, Paths. And in the Paths palette, we're going to stroke this path with this brush. All right, so I'm going to select that path. I'm going to make sure that that sparkle brush is selected. All right, that's that new brush we created. And make sure you've got that path selected. You can right click on that path and hit Stroke Path. Or you can select the Stroke Path button here, down here in the bottom of the Paths palette. So I'm going to select that, and we stroke it, and we can actually get a nice randomized effect by stroking it several times. that eliminates the need for duplicating that layer several times. So you can see we've got our nice sparkle trail here. Notice also with the path, it fades the edges automatically for you, which is pretty nice. You can override that, I believe, by coming into the brushes palette and shutting off the size jitter entirely, I think. I don't recall. I haven't used this without size jitter in quite some time. But you can mess around with it, and you can use paths to get that fading there on the edge of your paths, which is very useful. However, that's not what we're going to do with this. So we've just got our path stroked here, and we're going to duplicate this layer and shut off the layer on top. We're going to blur this bottom layer, go Filter, Gaussian Blur, and Edit, Fade Gaussian Blur, and just set the mode to Overlay, and that looks pretty nice. Now, we are going to use a hue saturation adjustment layer. Actually, I'm not going to use an adjustment layer here. I'm just going to go images, adjustment, and hue saturation. And we're going to colorize it, reduce the brightness to right around 50, between 40 and 50, up the saturation to 100. And I'm just going to slide this until we've got a nice orange. That looks pretty darn good. I'm going to duplicate this layer just to make it more intense. Command or Control E to merge those layers. I'm going to turn on my top layer and set that to overlay. Now I'm going to duplicate my bottom layer and set this layer to dissolve. I'm going to zoom in on this dissolve layer, however. Notice the sparkles here are orange. You can tell that the dissolve layer, which is the only layer that's on now, they're orange. Number one, I want to reduce the opacity, so I'm going to come in here and reduce it to, let's say around 40. That looks pretty good. And I'm going to go Image, Adjustments, Hue Saturation, and I just want to shift the hue here. I want to make these dots all red. That's really going to give this whole trail a pretty fiery look. When I zoom out, you can tell that now it looks much more fiery. I can reduce the opacity of that dissolve layer, take away some of those red dots, or to give it more, to increase the amount of red that our orange gets. So that's how you create that kind of sparkle brush here in Photoshop. That is a really cool brush, and there are a whole lot of techniques, a whole lot of different styles and things you can do with that brush. And that's how you do it. So I hope you learned something from this one. Please go check out the site. That's www.tutvid.com. Thank you very much for watching.